Hey, you want that to go?
Now for some quick takeouts on stories we're following this week. We're going to start with takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. So, Todd, misleading the public, manipulating the media, the biggest issue in Washington and around the country right now. This is what one listener had to say.
This is Tony calling from Boston. Just wanted to follow up on your story about the balloon boy. There's a much bigger hoax being played on the American people right now, and that's by the insurance company.
She called into 8778-MY-TAKE. You can also email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. So, Todd, big hoaxes being played by the insurance company on the American people. I assume they're talking about the ads coming out from insurance company.
According to one listener, yeah. Actually, I've been hiding in my attic the last week. I heard John calling me, but I didn't quite want to come out.
A lot of helium there in Washington, Todd.
Not to mention Mylar. It's all a great combination. Well, yes, great confluence between two stories. The listener from Boston actually agrees with President Obama that there's being a hoax perpetrated by insurance companies. It's a common refrain anytime big healthcare legislation comes up. But, you know, this whole debate got started. The White House had a bunch of unsteady allies, of course. Drug companies ponied up $80 billion in a deal to get a bill going. Hospitals and nursing homes ponied up about $200 billion. And the insurance companies have been on board in an unsteady way. And the head a grand bargain the whole time. The grand bargain was we won't deny people anymore for pre-existing conditions, and we won't do rescissions. We won't drop their coverage when they get sick, as long as the taxpayers, you and me, subsidize the insurance of tens of millions of more people, we get more customers. So lower margins, more customers. That was the grand bargain. Deal's fraying a little bit, and the insurance companies, just like in 1994 with Harry and Louise, have started coming out with ads against the Senate bill, or what's shaping up to be the Senate bill. And the president has had quite enough of it. He went on the air on Saturday, his radio internet address, and he had this to say.
This is the unsustainable path we're on. And it's the path the insurers want to keep us on. In fact, the insurance industry is rolling out the big guns and breaking out their massive war chest to marshal their forces for one last fight to save the status quo. They're filling the airwaves with deceptive and dishonest ads. They're flooding Capitol Hill with lobbyists and campaign contributions. And they're funding studies designed to mislead the American people.
Todd, that doesn't sound like a frayed relationship. That sounds like it's severed.
But we'll see what happens when the bill hits the floor, whether the insurance companies think that this grand bargain has held together. The interesting thing about the rest of what the president had to say, you know, liberal Democrats on the Hill had been throwing out this idea of taking away the antitrust protection that insurance companies have, just like baseball. The president hasn't said anything about that until Saturday. He didn't go as far as to say he supports it, but he did say that lawmakers are
warning.
Correct for looking into it. That's a shot across the bow. That's what that is.
Todd Zwillick is Takeaways Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
That would really change the business model for medical insurance. But now our business takeout from not Louise Story, who's away this week, but our good friend Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek and Slate. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You know, it's well known that the book publishing industry hasn't made money for maybe decades. But there's something going on with the commodification of books at the retail level between Walmart and Amazon that is maybe good for consumers but bad for authors.
Yeah, absolutely. Late last week, this price war flared up. Walmart, which has a big website, is trying to get more people to buy stuff there, said that it would sell 10 hot new books, you know, James Patterson, Sarah Palin, you know, some of these blockbuster books. It would sell them for $10 a piece if you pre-order on its website. Amazon came out and said, we will match that. Then Walmart said, hey, we're going to cut it down to $9. And then they cut it down to $8.99 after Amazon matched Walmart again. What we're seeing here is a couple things. Amazon and Walmart are kind of duking it out, not just on books, on kind of retail, online retail stuff generally. But the real issue of concern here is that the wholesale price of those books, like Sarah Palin's Going Rogue, is going to be $15 or so. So basically you have these giant companies saying they are willing to lose $4 and $5 on every sale of these books for the sake of maybe getting a little market share.
Is this less about books and more about the ultimate battle at the OK Corral of retail for market share between Amazon and Walmart, who are huge in their own way?
For Amazon and Walmart, this is not particularly about books. It could have been about anything. It's just that these are a highly visible product. They are a big gift item. We're gearing up for the Christmas holiday season, and of course, those of us in the word trade tend to follow what happens with, you know, this small industry with a sort of obsession, because many of us, you know, are trying to sell our own books.
Right, exactly. And someone else named Dan is a pretty big bestseller there over at Walmart. Not Dan Gross. Dan, what's his name?
White?
No, no.
Green?
No.
Brown?
No. There you go.
There you go.
Dan Gross, columnist for Newsweek and Slate, Westport, Connecticut. Thanks for our takeout there on Amazon and Walmart, fighting over books.
And now we'll go to our sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. So we saw the classic showdown, Game 2 of the American League Championship, the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Angels on Saturday night.
Cut on and grounded toward the hole, grabbed and throw to second, throws it away, going to a third, scoring is Heston. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
John Sterling.
Very exciting. It was actually a very exciting game. It was 13 innings, and they just squeaked it out. The Yankees won 4-3.
It was like a five-hour game.
Yeah.
There's a couple things I want to tell you about this. A-Rod has been playing amazing baseball. He hit a game-tying home run in the bottom of the 11th inning with two outs and two strikes on him. It was 0-2 was the count, and then he cranked this home run, the opposite field home run. The key thing about A-Rod is that he admits that he's a steroid user. He breaks up with his wife, and he admits that he's a bad husband.
He cheated
exactly. But what he did is that he lifted that veil off of himself, and now he's allowed to be himself, and he's allowed to play. He's allowed to actually be honest, and I think that's what's behind
his
performance.
Are you his therapist? That's a good gig. That's a good gig. Well, he certainly won. All is forgiven in October in New York. That's right.
Absolutely. When the
Everyone
Yankees are in the playoffs.
A-Rod, exactly.
It's fine. So the Yankees are now ahead in the series, and they've got Game 3 coming up tonight. What do we expect to see?
Well, you have Jared Weaver on the mound for the Angels, and Jared Weaver has a 2.9 ERA, and he's 9-3 at home. So they're in at Los Angeles, so he's going to be really tough to hit tonight. And then you also have going against Andy Pettitte. Andy Pettitte has 15 wins in a postseason for his career.
And he looked huge the last time he was
exactly.
up.
Exactly. So he's a very experienced pitcher. So it's going to be a great game, and the weather will clearly be a lot better than it was in New York.
Phillies 11, Dodgers zip.
What happened to my Dodgers?
There was a guy named Hiroki Kuruda who's the pitcher for the Dodgers. The problem is that the night before, or a couple nights before, when they had put Pedro Martinez on the mound, he hadn't pitched in about a month, and they were like, well, let's give Pedro the ball, and Pedro pitched a jewel of a game. So you're like, okay, the Dodgers are like, let's put our guy who hasn't pitched in a month on the mound, and he pitched not a jewel of the
not
game.
He
actually pitched a lump of coal of the game.
Okay, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. Obviously, we're going to continue to watch that. The Phillies and the Dodgers tonight at 8 o'clock, and we'll see what happens with the Yankees and the Angels as well.
Interstate Bowl. I mean, I-95 World Series, that's what we're talking about.
That's right.